This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
I hope somebody's holding you. I hope somebody's loving you. It should be me, but I can't get there.
I'm Sue from Lifeboat. And Lifeboat are promoting health and well-being, but you take in charge of your own health and well-being by using tools such as mindfulness, EFT tapping, NLP and Reiki as just a few examples of the tools that we can use. I thought it'd be a great idea to get on the radio and give out some of these tools freely to people, particularly the mindfulness and the meditation tools.
Hope somebody's holding you. Hope somebody's loving you. It should be me, but I can't get there.
Hello. So I thought I might start today off with something that just actually happened. The lovely man Pete in there, who helps me put these recordings together, I possibly couldn't do it without him. I put my headphones on and I couldn't actually hear him. And for a little while I carried on. I thought, no, I actually can't hear him. So he came in and plugged me in so I was able to hear him. And that kind of reminded me of something that happened to me over this Christmas period, actually. I had swimmer's ear, which I've had before. I actually love swimming in the sea and I do have earplugs, but I was a bit naughty and wasn't putting my earplugs in. And inevitably, I ended up with swimmer's ear. But also, what happens is you kind of get like a build-up of, it's kind of like eczema in your ear, but then you get a build-up of wax and then it really sticks quite solidly. And all I could hear was, I was a bit deaf and I had whooshing in my ear and then one ear kept popping. And I thought that I was talking quite loudly to people, but I was actually talking quite quietly and everybody couldn't hardly hear me, but I sounded like I was loud. So from that, I couldn't really do anything because it was like maybe like just before Christmas, like Christmas Eve, or might have even been, no, it was actually maybe Boxing Day that I first started with it. It sort of, yeah, a little bit, I probably thought I'm getting this, but was ignoring it. And then, okay, now I've got it, but there's not much I can do. So I need to see when I could get like a little suction clearance on my ear. So I booked that in. And unfortunately, because it was Christmas, I couldn't get in for several weeks. But I booked it in anyway. And then I thought, well, what else can I do? And I thought, well, I probably need some drops. So I best go to the doctor's when I can. So I saw what time when the surgery was next open and when I could get an appointment to go and get some drops. So at least I could start the drops before I went to have my ears actually have the suction clearance, because it would probably be quite hard by now. And then I got some little oily sort of drops from the pharmacy as well and thought I would just carry on with that until it could get fixed, because there wasn't anything that I could actually do about it at the time. You know, this has happened. I can't do anything. It's not really life-threatening. It's just a little bit annoying. So I'll just do the best that I can with it and we'll just kind of go along with that. So I was kind of quite patient with it, which was probably a good thing, because I was able to get all those drops in and soften it a bit. So by the time I actually went to have my suction clearance, it had really sort of softened. But I tell you what, it was heaven afterwards when I could hear really clearly. I could hear myself speaking and everybody else. It was like everything's so wonderful. I can hear the birds. It was just amazing. But one of the interesting things about that was I started probably listening to myself a little bit more, probably like I'm quite in tune with my own body usually. But due to this circumstance, I could mainly hear what was going on inside of me more than outside. So I thought maybe the universe is trying to tell me something, that maybe I do need to look inside myself a little bit more and what's actually going on for me over this Christmas and New Year period. Over time, I have found Christmas to be quite challenging for me. I lost my brother, my sister and my father. And at Christmas, that's the time when that kind of kicks in a little bit, that they are no longer with me. And it's been a long time, but still Christmas is a time where I would feel it. But I'd often find distractions so that I didn't have to feel into that. But this Christmas, I thought, well, it's here and I can't do an awful lot about the ear thing. So let's look inside and actually let's kind of go with those emotions a bit more and see what I'm really feeling. And I would say the biggest emotion that came up for me was loneliness. And yeah, I guess that you could understand that, you know, not having those major people from your family being around you, you could feel a bit lonely. So I sort of let myself go into that loneliness a little bit and see how it felt and just be really kind to myself about that loneliness and even, you know, let it be, let feel sad. Okay, yeah, you know, it's pretty sad that your family, those parts of your family are not here. But then the next breath I was like kind of going, yeah, but look where I am. Like, yes, I do miss them and that's good that I've acknowledged that. But look where I am. Like I live in, far as I'm concerned, paradise. I mean, we even have a beach called Paradise Beach not far from me. So I'm there going, yeah, you know, this is a beautiful place where I am. I'm really lucky. I have a lovely daughter and a husband who's very supportive in lots of ways. I've got a lot going for me. Life is pretty good. And somehow allowing myself to feel that loneliness actually allowed me to appreciate where I am. And it's kind of weird in a way that it did that. But I think just accepting sometimes where you are and how you feel can lead you to appreciating actually where you truly are. And we can often miss things about where we are because we're busy fighting. I could be busy fighting that loneliness and I could miss the beauty of where I am. So today for the song, I was trying to think of a song that I've been playing quite a lot over the Christmas time. And I came up with this song, Mumford & Son, and it's called Woman. It's on the album, which is strangely called Delta, though I'm sure it was recorded well before they knew about Delta. Anyway, so the song just is a beautiful sort of gentle song. And it kind of reminded me of myself a little bit and that tenderness to myself. So take a listen and see what it brings up for you today.
Copper hand is burning out, tangled up in morning white. Do you ever really know? Can you ever really know? Woman, watch her take me by surprise when she lets me call her mine. I don't hear the frosty words of cold inside when you're gone again. I can't read your mind, though I'm trying all of the time. Oh, oh, oh. There's something I don't know, I can see it in your eyes. Oh, as the night ascends, all will slow again. Thank you.
touch of sight burn itself into my mind. Do you ever really know? Can you ever really know? You say the sun doesn't shine for you. I hope you learn that that's not true. In time, when you're gone again, just as long again, I can't read your mind, though I'm trying all the time. Oh, there's something I don't know, I can see it in your eyes. Oh, as the night ascends, all is slow again.
Okay, so coming back to the swimmer's ear and being present with what is actually going on, I actually, on a whim yesterday, went swimming down at Paradise, actually. And I, like I said, I'd had that little bit of a lonely feeling over Christmas, but I decided to appreciate exactly where I was and appreciate the people that are around me and what's already here right now. And just this thing came, go for the swim. And I had an appointment at 2, but I thought, you know what, you've got plenty of time. So I literally just went down to Paradise and had a swim. Oh my, it was beautiful. Like, it's pretty nice anyway, but I reckon that that was the nicest it's been all over the Christmas and the New Year that I've been swimming, even before then, because I've been swimming for a few months now. And it was so still. And just so beautiful yesterday. I was like really appreciating it. And then I came out and then I was just putting some clothes on. And I met a lovely lady on the beach, a lady I've never met before. And we had a lovely chat and a beautiful connection. And I thought that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't followed that whim, if I hadn't suddenly decided I want to go for the swim. And just being present with where I am and what's actually going on for me. So it's really kind of important to follow those little whims now and again when it tells you to go and do something. Something else I did is I bought a van, and it was to move some stuff that I needed around for work and things. And I wanted a four-wheel drive because we'd bought some land up at Mount Lyford. And I thought it'd be cool to have something that I could actually drive up there if I wanted to go up there myself. And we're building a log cabin up there, so I thought I might want to pop up now and again to see what's happening. And I realised that this van, we could fold the seats down and make a bed in it. And I thought to myself, oh, I would love to try that out and go on a little bit of an adventure. And I thought there'll be an opportunity to do that. And then not long afterwards, I actually got an invitation to go to a get-together up in North Canterbury with some lovely friends of mine. And I thought, perfect. And she was saying, you know, let me know if you need a bed and we'll get some mattresses and stuff. And I said, no, I have my bed. I'll bring my bed with me. And I thought it was just so exciting. I was going by myself. I stopped where I wanted to. I had stopped and had a beer somewhere. No alcohol beer, of course. And admired the view wherever I was. I took my shoes off, had a walk in some grass. This is just the journey there. So reminding us of how important sometimes the journey's often more beautiful than the destination. The destination was lovely and I had a lovely time, but I was just so enjoying the journey on the way there and then enjoying sleeping in my van. It was very comfortable, by the way. So I'm looking forward to doing that again. And I had a lovely time catching up with some friends. Again, it's kind of following that whim and realising what you already have and paying attention to what's already here. Something I'd like to mention on that, though, is how important it is to have some support. I've realised that quite a bit, spending some time on my own and going inside myself to try and understand myself a bit more. I've realised how important it is to also have the support. And different people can often give you different types of support. You know, if we look at Pete here, who helped me record this today. You know, I need that support to be able to do that. And then I have support through my spiritual journey. I've had plenty of support for that. I also have my own therapist that I go to, who is very supportive of lots of things that I need to talk about. And I can talk about quite openly to her. I have the support of my family, my daughter and my husband. Of course, they wouldn't know how on earth to get me my headphones working in a recording studio. So it's looking at those people, different people, for different support things. And if you're struggling with something, and if you're going on a journey with something, whether it's a spiritual journey or whether you're just struggling with something right now, stop trying to cover it up with shopping, alcohol, food, distractions. Actually sit with it and then figure out where you can get that help from. So you can come and see people. There's plenty of people out there. Look for the people that can help you through those. Or even just join groups. Like I'm really keen to like get different groups going for grief and trauma and abuse and things like that. So find a group out there that you could feel safe with, that you could share those thoughts with. And especially if you're going on some sort of spiritual journey as well, don't do it on your own. Find the support out there. It's there. You just have to look for it and just be present with where you are. Where am I now? And let it be there, because dealing with those emotions that are difficult and actually admitting to yourself, this is how I'm feeling right now, will open up those beautiful experiences, like driving your van and staying up with some friends, like just going for a swim and having a connection with somebody that's amazing. You could be missing those things by not being present with what's happening right now. And the only way that you can be present is to truly deal with how you're feeling. And then if you want to change those feelings and what you want to do about that, and admitting that you need some help and then finding that help. Admitting it is probably the biggest step, but one of the best steps for you to take. You know, you can't do anything unless you can see where you need to go with it. Anyway, so we best get to think about doing the meditation now. I've kind of gone on about that a bit. Anyway, so today for the meditation, I've actually brought something to read to you. I think I may have read this before, but it always seems to stick with me, particularly the first three lines of the Serenity Prayer. And so I'll just read that to you first. So, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Patience for the things that take time, appreciation for all that I have, and the tolerance for those with different struggles. The freedom to live beyond the limitations of my past ways. The ability to feel love for me and my love for others, and the strength to get up and try again when I feel it is hopeless. I just love those words. Anyway, so if we could get nice and comfortable now, getting sitting down, lying down, however you feel. Please don't do the meditation if you're driving or operating machinery. You can still listen to the song, but do the meditation a bit later. So feel your feet on the floor. Feel where your body's touching the seat or wherever you are, lying down, sitting down. Feel where your body feels connected to the ground. And then just take a big breath in and then let it out slowly. Another big breath in through your nose and let it out slowly. Another big breath in through your nose, and as you let this one out, let out a sigh. Now just let everything relax and drop down. Drop your shoulders. Relax that jaw. Put a little smile around your eyes, the corner of your eyes there. Perhaps the corner of your mouth, a little smile there. Let your feet relax. Let your hands relax. Now I'm going to play a little song for you to listen to. And as you listen to this song reminds me of Christmas, but it reminds me of wonder and imagination, and that childlike wonder and imagination that I think in these struggling times, that's something that we need to lean into a little bit more, the wonder and the childlike imagination. So just relax now and see what this brings up for you.
We're walking in the earth.
So I hope that you enjoyed that and managed to bring up some imagination and some wonderment for yourself. Go well, everybody. Thank you for listening. Take care. And don't forget, if you need some help somewhere, reach out for that help, wherever that might be.
For all your first aid and CPR and wellbeing at work programmes and training, please contact facco.nz. That's facto.nz. You can contact them at training@facto.nz or 03 365 3556. The fact is, you can save a life.
Home, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh, home, let me come home. Home is wherever.